A warning flashed as the film begins says, "More of this is true than you would believe." After seeing all of the men who stare at goats, it's difficult to believe this movie has any truth whatsoever. How could one swallow the notion that the U.S. Army once employed an experimental unit of soldiers to inculcate New Age counterculture beliefs and techniques in order to alter the psychology of the military? Well, a nonfiction book by John Ronson indicates that did occur. Using their power of thought and concentration, these GIs of recent U.S. conflicts believe they will soon render all enemies peaceful by taking away the foe's desire to make war. But there's lots of other stuff written into the GOAT script by Peter Strawn that shows just how freaking insane such a project can be. Not since Donald Sutherland jumped into a tank way back in 1970 and played the stoned-out Sergeant Oddball in Kelly's Heroes has there been the chance to dig such film characters, especially the stare-at-goats role of Bill Django, played by who else but Jeff Bridges. Lynn Cassidy, played by the adroit and talented George Clooney, is a sort of private contractor-type dude soldier, all rolled into one. Cassidy finesses a wannabe American journalist named Bob Wilton, played by Ewan McGregor, to accompany him from Kuwait into Iraq on some kind of secret mission. At the moment, Wilton is just sucking it up from being dumped by his stateside wife. He wants to impress her he's in deep danger as an embedded reporter trying to stay alive in the sand dunes of Iraq, and maybe winning a Pulitzer. As the red-headed comic correspondent Kent Jones says on MSNBC's Rachel Maddow show, "Weak! Weak!" Yes, very weak, in spite of the nuanced, biting satire of this wannabe smart movie that misses the mark so far by not being funny. It's not even funny. And that's too bad, really. Down deep, under it all, the absurdity Men Who Stare at Goats draws on for what bit of strength it has comes from so many people being outraged for so long about the bombing and dying in Iraq and Afghanistan. Director Grant Heslov, here with his first film, might believe seeing goats is an effective way to cope and ease some of the pain and post-traumatic stress disorder. But the movie is a one-joke film. Here's the joke. A goofy, in-denial dude with the testosterone of a bull racing down a thoroughfare in Pamplona, Spain, declares that mind control and concentration will get you what you want. Then repeatedly, the in-denial dude is proved wrong. What he wants or is trying to do always comes to naught, which reamazes the accompanying everyman journalist guy each time the in-denial dude makes his claim. And this goes on for 93 minutes? Well, I get GOAT's mocking mood for things militaristic and don't necessarily disagree with some of them, but where's the plot? Where's an arc to apprehend, and why all the bits with lame punchlines? But let's get back to Jeff Bridges as Django. He's the Big Lebowski guru with the braided ponytail who gets the first epiphany about what PSYOPs is calling the New Earth Army. It happens earlier when Django is wounded in a Vietnam firefight. Nobody does hippie better than Bridges, except maybe for Donald Sutherland. Meanwhile, the nasty adversary in all this farcical fraternity is a character called Larry Hooper, not to be confused with the singer-musician seen for years on The Lawrence Welk Show. The Hooper role is played by that Oscar-winning wonk, Kevin Spacey. As you can see, there are no slouches in this cast. Yes, the acting is good, and as a movie, the foundation Stare at Goat stands on is substantial. The film is trying to say something. But I'm sorry to say, the only thing flakier than its cast of characters is the screenplay. I saw The Men Who Stare at Goats last night, the date being November 5, 2009. Newsroom video files, newspapers, and hopefully future history books will have recorded what happened on that date, yesterday, at a U.S. Army military post in Central Texas. One short, loony scene about halfway through Stare at Goat shows a naked soldier on a post parade ground. The poor grunt has lost it and starts firing at several of his uniformed comrades marching in formation. None gets hit, thank God, but they all scatter as the soundtrack music suggests that it's time to laugh. I couldn't. Occasionally, timing is more important than location. I'm Gary Chu. located down in the valley.